Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, May 9, in Squiz Kids Today. Fallout over fake Katy Perry. Aussie through to Eurovision final, Nintendo's Switch 2 announcement, and helping your grandparents fight scams. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
You've probably seen there was a big, glamorous ball in New York this week called the Met Gala. The Met is short for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, one of New York's most important art galleries. And every year it stages a big ball, where big-name celebrities from the worlds of film, music and fashion all attend wearing incredible outfits. Now, if you were following along on social media, you would have seen a photo of Katy Perry at the ball, looking incredible in an elaborate dress. Except, she was never there. Within minutes of the photo circulating on social media, the singer quickly jumped on her own social media accounts to set the record straight, saying that she didn't attend. And not long after that, it was established that the image was a fake. It had been created by AI, or artificial intelligence. Now, no one was hurt in the creation of this hoax, but it points to a bigger problem, and one which our friend Squizzy the Newshound is always warning us about. Namely, that as technology advances and AI becomes cleverer, photos can be created of things that never happened, and videos can also be made showing things that never occurred. And as the video that I've linked to in today's episode notes talks about, with 64 elections taking place around the world this year alone, there's a very good chance that lots of mis- and disinformation will be floating about that could affect the outcomes of who wins government in those countries. And unlike Katy Perry attending a Met Gala ball, that is a big deal. I've stuck a link to a video about it all, including the Katy Perry hoax, in today's episode notes. And keep listening for our regular Newshound segment where Squizzy will have tips on how to help your grandparents avoid scams.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Sweden, where the Eurovision Song Contest is underway. And while one Aussie act has bowed out, another has made it to the final. Australia's entrant in the competition, Electric Fields, sadly didn't make it through the semi-final stage. But that means they can now sit in the audience and cheer on their fellow Aussie, Celia Capsis, who is representing Cyprus in the singing competition. Cyprus is a country in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea in Europe, and Celia, who is only 17 years old and lives in Sydney, is a Cypriot Aussie. Her song, Liar, is super catchy, and I've stuck a link to it in today's episode notes. The Eurovision Grand Final takes place this weekend. We'll be flying the Aussie and Cypriot flags for you, Celia. Get out there and smash it.
Pop Culture Corner.
Stop everything and pay attention immediately. It's the news you've all been waiting for. Or at least those of you who like playing on their Nintendo Switch. And I'm imagining that's quite a few of you. The boss of Nintendo yesterday gave the strongest indication yet that after 8 years of the original Switch being on the market, there will be an announcement soon about when Switch 2 is going to hit the shelves. The Switch 2 is rumoured to have suction cup holders and magnetic controllers, in something of a departure from the existing design, with online reports suggesting the battery life could also be longer. That means extra long playing time. Woohoo! But don't hold your breath, kids. It will be at least a year, and possibly longer, before it's available for sale. So, take good care of the one you have in the meantime, and maybe plan to put something else on your Christmas list this year.
Woo-hoo!
Every Thursday, Squizzy the Newshound sticks his head into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And this week, he's here with a warning to all your mums, dads, and grandparents. There was a news story yesterday about a grandmother in England who was about to hand over her bank and credit card details to a stranger who had contacted her on her mobile phone. Now, she thought that she was chatting online with Hollywood actor Robert De Niro. But, no surprises here, she wasn't. It was just someone pretending to be Robert De Niro, trying to scam her out of her money. And she almost fell for it until her daughter intervened. I betcha all the fleas on Squizzy that a parent or grandparent in your life has either fallen victim to or almost fallen victim to an online or telephone scam. And that's where they need your help as budding newshounds. They need you to teach them the same lessons that Squizzy has taught you, and that is to always stop, think, and check before believing everything we see, read, or hear online, or before we believe every person that calls us on the phone. Because unfortunately, parents and grandparents are especially vulnerable to scammers who phone them. And remember, if your class is not among the 2,200 around the country that has signed up to do Newshounds, then get amongst it already. You can do so via squizkids.com.au.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which pop singer did not attend the Met Gala despite photos circulating on social media suggesting that she had? Yeah, that's right. It was Katy Perry. Question number two. Name the Aussie act that sadly didn't make it past the semi-finals of Eurovision. That's right, they're called Electric Fields and they're super good. Question number three. Which game console is getting ready to release a new model according to its parent company, Nintendo? Yeah, of course, it's the Switch. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's May 9. On this day in 1901, the first Parliament of Australia opened, which is to say it was the first time politicians representing Australia's early colonial settlers got together in Melbourne. King George V was even there. And if you want to learn more about Australia's democracy and how our government works, check out our excellent Squiz Kids special series on the sensational world of civics. You can access it via our website. Today is also a special day for the following Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Roberta from Fig Tree, Tiana from Forest Lake, Elsie from Canberra, Angus from Palm Beach, Hugh from Berry, Parker from East Ulverston, Lila from French's Forest, and Adam from Brisbane. And a belated birthday shout out today goes to Angus from Rydalmere. And classroom shout outs today go to Class 5O with Mr. Oxenford at the Southport School, Class 4R and Mrs. Edema at Redlands College, Class 4A and Mrs. Ogilvy at Georgiana Malloy Anglican School in Yalyalup. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Room 16 with Mrs. Phillips at Newbra Primary School, Class 5A and Mrs. Kumar at Greenbank State School, Class 3T and Mrs. Thompson at Farnborough State School in Yeppoon, Grade 5 at Roxburgh Park Primary School, all of the Year 6 students and teachers at Cairns School of Distance Education, and finally, to Class 56JA at Cannon Hill State School. And a special thank you to their teacher, Mrs. Aguirre, who has been helping us to develop the new and improved Newshounds website that will be launched later this year. Thank you, 56JA, we couldn't do it without you. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids versus Adults Weekly News Quiz, so you can test to see who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.